This is Andrew Palmer for Geek News Central, coming to you from the Gadget Show Live in Birmingham, England. I'm with Dr. Akhtar from My Smart Remote, who have an innovative car security product. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about your product?
Hello, it's Dr. Akhtar. This product is about vehicle security, and the innovation lies in its security mechanisms, which are not subjected to the techniques used by thieves for bypassing existing systems. Currently, there are every 2 seconds a car is reported stolen, and the reason is that thieves can so easily clone your keys. With many keyless cars, they can clone your keys in less than 20 seconds with devices that are easily available online. So if I were to give access to my car to some person, let's suppose car wash or other persons, they can easily clone my keys. And in order to get to replace them, it will cost me a lot of money, time and efforts. But in this system, if I were to give access to my car to someone, I'll give them my guest password, which I can change so easily. Also, if a thief access my password, like if they hack it, even then they will not have my permission. In order to start the car, a thief will need password and permission. So the legitimate person, they can have them anywhere, like it would give them a login concept of the car, but a thief would not have it.
Okay, so is this a combination of a unit that you install in the car and an app that you run on your tablet or your smartphone?
Yeah, an app in this system, an app communicates with a kit installed inside the car. But even if a thief damages the kit, if they cut its power supply, even then it will not compromise the security. And most of the major techniques that the thieves use to bypass existing systems are use of jammers, bypassing, damaging the system, or key cloning. They don't work with our system. And also, we have been selected in the top 21 inventions at the Gadget Show. You can also, then there are some other secondary features in this system. If you leave your keys inside your car, just imagine if you leave them in on a motorway inside your car, you can take mobile phone from someone else, download the app, and unlock your car doors. Also, you can switch on lights, fan, heater, but they are secondary features.
Okay, so you communicate with the car via Bluetooth or Wi-Fi?
At the moment, we are communicating with Bluetooth, but we can use other media like 3G as well.
Okay, so although at the moment you have to kind of be close to the car, in the future you might be able to operate it remotely?
For security features, Bluetooth is the best, because a genuine driver will always like to switch on the car when he's close to the car. So the limited range of Bluetooth actually adds to the security. We believe there are about 4 layers of security as compared to the other existing solutions, and all of them are seamless for the legitimate users. So, but yes, for some features, the secondary features like, let's suppose, turning on heater, AC, these sort of things, we can have it like the remote features.
Yeah, that's great. So you've been part of the British Inventors Project. How's that been for you?
It's excellent. It really encouraged us, and we have received great feedback. We have also received one innovation voucher from the Innovate UK, and we have started a crowdfunding campaign. Our target is £40,000, in which the people can place an order, a pre-order, and it would be ready within the first 6 months.
Okay, I was just going to ask you about whereabouts are you in bringing the product to market?
Yeah, we are ready. We have sold some prototypes, and people, you know, the car community, the automobile community is so much like they are so much, they're so much enthusiastic about such products that they paid even for our prototypes, which didn't have a good look and feel, the actual hardware. But at the moment, we have stopped selling the prototypes because of some issues like related to good reputation. And we are, after this crowdfunding campaign, we will sort out most of the prerequisites of mass production, and we would be ready for high orders. We have received a number of pre-orders, and even some distributors are lined up.
That's great. And what's the price?
On the crowdshed, we are offering the unit for £300, but when we do the mass production, it would be less than £200.
Oh, that's great. And if people want to know more, what's the website?
It's www.mysmartremote.com.
That's great, Luke. Thanks very much indeed.
My pleasure.